I'm George Walker, and our guest is the theater director at St. Mary of the Woods College, Sharon Ammon. Sharon, coming up, you have Reconstruction to Ragtime, Images of African Americans in the Arts. It's a project you've been working on with the students there and also with your other friends in the arts. When does it occur? Where will it be? And so on.
Well, George, it will be occurring on April 5th. And it will be in the Sicilian Auditorium on the St. Mary of the Woods College campus, which isn't really that far from Terre Haute. We'll be doing an all-afternoon and evening examination of the period after the Civil War, Reconstruction and after Reconstruction, and of some of the racist historical materials from that period. So we'll have an art exhibit in the foyer. From 3 to 5, we'll have a panel with open discussion about the history of that period and ragtime and cakewalking and a troubling legacy of the coon song. And then at 7, from 7 to 8, we'll have a performance featuring the lives of two singers. One, Mae Irwin, who was a white woman who sang racist songs during the turn of the last century, and one, Belle Davis, who was an African-American woman who imitated Mae Irwin imitating African-Americans, and then we'll have a reception in the foyer where we'll have a lot of art from the period.
Talking with Sharon Ammon about the upcoming presentation called Reconstruction to Ragtime, Images of African Americans in the Arts at St. Mary of the Woods College on April 5th. Now, I understand that you'll also have some guest artists working with you on this project.
Oh, yes, we will. I'm very excited. Anita Dashiell Sparks, who is an African American actress from Los Angeles, will be here to perform. And she has been here on two previous occasions. I believe you interviewed her, George, if you can remember that far back. A wonderful performer who I happened to teach when she was in acting school in Maryland many years ago. And we will also have Susan Anthony, a performer and scholar from DePauw University in theater, who will be performing with us and working on the panel.
You mentioned the course Ragtime here, and some of the singers.
Yes, there will. There'll be a lot of singing, especially in the evening, and we'll be accompanied by Ron Morey on piano. And we'll also have some demonstrations in the afternoon, probably some people from the jazz band and someone on piano to kind of show people what ragtime was and how ragtime was used also in the racist songs from that period.
We've been talking with Sharon Ammon, the director of theater at St. Mary of the Woods College, about the upcoming Reconstruction to Ragtime, Images of African Americans in the Arts. It's a day-long presentation, and that's on April 5th. And we should mention it's free?
Yes, and refreshments.
I'm George Walker.